You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Uttering a word is like striking a note on the keyboard of the imagination. Our language can be seen as an ancient city, a maze of little streets and squares, old and new houses, and houses with additions from various periods. This surrounded by a myriad of new suburbs, with straight regular streets and uniform houses. Language is a labyrinth of paths. Approach it from one side and you know your way about. Approach it from the other and you are lost completely. The limits of my language mean the limits of my world. To imagine a language means to imagine a form of life.
Utterance and Inscription by Carl Solver-Steven. Kia ora, Carl. How are you this morning?
Kia ora, good, thank you.
It is so nice to have you in the studio. Usually when we chat, you're home in Thames, but you happen to be in town today, which is a treat for us.
That's right, yes, here for work doing some recording. So flute and clarinet this afternoon and some guitars this morning.
Lovely stuff for a film score, I believe.
Yes, that's for One Winter. It's called a film set in the time of the Springbok tour, the early 80s down south, starring Julian Dennison and Minnie Driver and Wow. Liz Darby. Yeah.
Wow, that is a great cast. Looking forward to seeing and hearing that one. But we're here to talk about your own amazing record, All of Human Emotion on Microfiche, which is now getting a remix album treatment. And we've got one song that we can wrap our ears around at the moment, which is Steph Animal's beautiful rework of A Coma Phase 1. But looking down the list of who else has collaborated on this, you've got Gay Blade, Greco Romank, Dream Chambers, Proteins of Magic, Sonia Waters, and Liam K. Swiggs. That is a wonderful collection of people, Carl. Tell us a wee bit about this project. How's it been?
It's been really great and really fun, a really fun thing to do. So Zach from Sun Return Records suggested the idea, and I was a bit uncertain because, like, remixes in my younger days as a 90s, you know, young musician, it can be a bit sort of a mixed bag. You don't know what you're going to get. But what I realised getting into this one is that, A, there's all these amazing people out there doing such cool stuff, and B, it's actually about those connections and meeting those people, and it's sort of community building as opposed to just like fussing around with, do I like the kick drum pattern or whatever, And that's been amazing. And I'm so grateful to all these musicians who have, like, reworked this material and made it into something, better than it originally was.
I think that's the loveliest thing about, a remix is you kind of have what you've made, you've sort of crafted it, you've shined it up as much as you want to shine it up, and then you put it out there, and then giving it to somebody else, it's, you know, there's a vulnerability in it. There's also kind of a release in just like handing it on to somebody else to play around with. Were you surprised, excited by the stuff that you've heard back from these remixes?
It was like listening to Rapunzel spin shit into gold. I have my fairy tales right. But super excited because some of them are extremely random in a really fantastic way. And others are just like full like rock operas.
Wow.
It's you just don't know what you're going to get. It's, you know, throw the die.
Yeah, totally. So the first one that we have to listen to is Steph Animals. And now I have been attempting to pronounce this. The Ethnini Bahorain 1986 remix.
I can't vouch for the pronunciation, but definitely that's how it looks to me on the page.
So tell us a wee bit about working with Steph, or what Steph has worked on rather for this beautiful remix of Acoma Phase One.
Well, so she took Acoma Phase One and from reading what she said about it, like the chord change and. Found this kind of Enya / Clannad DNA somewhere lurking in there, and then just brought that out, you know. Especially inspired by this Enya's soundtrack to the documentary series, BBC documentary series, The Celts.
The Celts.
And so it's got this kind of, early digital, 1986. I guess it's all in the title, isn't it?
It is.
I'm just unpacking that, but I really love it. And the DX7 Bell from the Yamaha DX7 is so great.
Yeah, you and Steph both share a love of gear nerdery as well. So that must have been quite a satisfying thing to hear Steph's take on it.
It is. It's really great. And I think this whole sort of current electronic music scene is, there's a very healthy degree of both gear nerdery and sort of ignoring of gear nerdery and making stuff. So it's been really cool to connect with people about all that stuff and go down the rabbit hole of, is there too much bottom end on this, and how does this sound, and blah blah blah. Oh, and they had to deal with my hideous sessions, you know, like when I do sessions for work, when I make things, it's all very disciplined and stuff, but when I make my own stuff, it's just like, okay, I don't know if I'm even going to hit save.
Yes.
You know. And so the stuff I was sending them was just like a pile of garbage.
Though, I feel, as an artist, to get somebody else's, you know, strange little fragments and find your own path through it. I hope
so. It's kind of like the dumpster diving of musical creation,
I'm also dying to hear the Gay Blade remix particularly, because we were just chatting off here. Gay Blade rides infrequently, but when they do, it's with gusto, and I'm quite excited to hear what that sounds like.
Yeah, so that's Amamelia and Baby Zionov's power combo, which is, and it's so unexpected when you hear those two artists independently, because I'm a huge fan of both, and then what they combine to make, it's like, whoa, this is just so much weirder than I ever thought it would be. So it's really cool. It's a wonderful little remix.
Also, Greco-Romanc have just put out their own brilliant album. I'm imagining possibly that's where some of this operatic situation might have come in, or that could also be
I won't
no spoilers, maybe.
Spoil it, but they have both gone full beans with total ground up sort of reconstruction. Perhaps the dumpster diving was too much for them, and they were just like, we're not using that crap, we're just going to actually do our own interpretation, which is really great, a really great outcome as well.
Sonia Waters as well. I was really excited to see Sonia's stuff on here, because I sort of associate Sonia more in the actual sound art space and that kind of like long form, almost in situ experiential stuff. So I'm really keen to hear what Freedom Bells done by Sonia sounds like.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's sort of definitely, it's like if someone who made art installations was going to put out a pop single.
Cool.
It's that. So yeah,
wicked.
It's the whole thing, all seven tracks. It's a real odyssey. It's really fun.
Well, I can't wait to hear more from it, but I think we should dive into Steph's excellent Acoma Phase 1 remix. I'm not going to try and butcher the Celtic again, but this is the Steph Animal version of Carl Solver Stevens' Acoma Phase 1. When is the whole thing coming out, Carl? When can we get this remix record in our lives?
Well, I think the whole thing is in the winter, because what we're aiming for is to play a gig.
Awesome.
With as many of us as can be there, so that would be really fantastic, and winter's the sort of best time for that, so we're dribbling out singles.
Excellent.
But we've only got seven songs, so yeah, it's going to be a short dribble. Anyway, let's move on.
Thank you so much for coming in today, Carl. It's always a pleasure to chat with you. Can't wait to hear the rest of this. This is Acoma Phase 1 by Carl Steven. This is Steph Animal's version.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.